with Ali C.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. Going to open the show with my buddy Peter Grandich. Check out his website, www.grandich.com. He's got a very, very interesting website there, and also you can click on his banner on our homepage, and you can get pointed in that direction also. Peter put out a missive this past week entitled Grandich on Gold, which I thought was very, very interesting, and I want to ask him a couple of questions after he describes to us what he feels is going on and what will happen in the gold market in the relatively near future. Pete, you're on, buddy.
Great. You know, we had a flash crash, which was either caused at best by a poor trader who didn't know how to move 1 million ounces of gold and not get it a much better price, or for reasons far more than just the sale of something, and it probably falls somewhere in between that. But whatever the reason was, it caused gold to come down. It caused all the bloody permit bears who last came out in December when gold was $150 lower saying the same thing to come out of their foxholes, wipe off their blood, and start for the umpteenth time telling us this time the gold bull market has ended.
Right.
And, you know, we're trading up from the flash crash a little, just as we traded shortly after the last decline in December. We went $200 straight up after the December bout. You know, we gave back 100 of it. It's a kind of a normal correction. And this is the two steps up, one step back you and I have been discussing for years now on our way to 2,000 plus in a gold price.
Well, I would agree with you 100% on that. I'm not a technical guy. I am a fundamental type analyst, and I believe that the fundamentals have not changed any since probably 2002. If anything, they've gotten stronger for gold. Having said that, a couple of interesting articles came out this past week that I'd like to get your views on. One of them was from Financial Sense. The title of the article was Gold Below 200-Day Average, Technical Analyst Point Below 1,600. Some of the folks that were contributors to that article stated that, as Russell Brown said, quote, big picture, the 3.5-year bullish trend line is now seen at 1591. We expect sellers now on any move back to 1700. Another analyst from UBS basically concurred with that by saying, with sentiment now on very shaky ground, it's hard to identify where a floor might arise. She went on to say the gold price needs physical demand in size to step in, and otherwise further downside seems inevitable. I don't understand technical indicators, et cetera, but I sure do understand fundamentals, and I don't see from a fundamental standpoint how any of this could occur. What do you think?
Well, you could take those comments and just change the date, and you'd find almost exact comments said in December when gold broke its so-called 200-day moving average and traded into the low 1500s, and everybody was then talking about 1400 needing to be a place before we find buyers, and any rallies back above 1600 will be sold, et cetera, et cetera. And what it do? It went straight up 200 and some odd dollars from there. Again, this is not only the biggest stealth bull market I've ever witnessed in 30 years in and around Wall Street, but I'm amazed to the point of how it rises despite such direct negative overall sentiment most of the time against gold.
Yeah.
I mean, if you say a bull market climbs a wall of worry, then this is the ultimate wall, because even some of the most ardent bulls are worried. And I want to point out somebody, and this is unlike another person that I target, I believe, criticism. I just want to use this person as an example, not because I'm trying to pick on him, but just to understand on what this market has caused. And the person I'm speaking about is Dennis Gartman. If you would look at Dennis's major calls flipping in and out of gold, whenever he makes them, within hours, if no more than a couple of days, whatever he did, the opposite occurs. And the reason I'm pointing it out, not picking on him, is this market has been detrimental to anybody that's tried to trade it. And that's when technical analysis at best is when you're trying to trade something. But you and I have a much longer term view. And if you look past the technicals, just as you said at the outset of this interview, all the fundamentals that have been bullish and you and I have argued for years and kept us on the right side remain. None of them have changed.
That's what I've been saying for years and years and years and years. Pete, having said that, another article came out back on March 7th, just a few days ago. It was carried in MarketWatch, and the article was entitled Debunking the China-India Metals Myth, written by a gentleman by the name of Nigam Arora. He says, quote, "One of my bedrock principles is to leave my opinions at the door and let the data speak for itself." Well, I agree with that 100%. He goes on to say, quote, "There is widespread belief among American investors and a large number of proclamations that the Chinese and Indians are not selling gold and silver into the swoon," as he calls it. "Hard data from Shanghai, China shows that the foregoing belief of the gold bugs does not hold water." Well, you know, I went and looked up some other data after I read this particular article, and the latest data that I could find shows that in terms of being a gold exporter, China is number 80 among countries in the world, you know, and it's very, very low. And I just wonder if, number one, is the data that Mr. Arora is pointing to, is it really accurate, number one? And number two, do you think the Chinese and the Indians are unloading gold into this bull market that we've got right now? I personally don't feel that way. What does Peter Grandage think?
Well, his name may have to be a wronger, because every data that I know and people you can count on show the opposite of that. But here's the bigger argument that people like him try to make. What they're trying to say is that they don't understand what kept gold up or keeps it up, because they keep saying all the things shouldn't be. The Tokyo Rose said the other day on Bloomberg gold is really only worth $800. Yet, you know, it's trading around $1,700 as we speak.
Right.
Well, all these things, rather than the people who've been right being left alone, the people who are wrong are challenging the people who are right to explain why something here. Listen, somebody's been buying it out. Nothing goes from 250 to 1,700 without real physical buying. And look, let's also appreciate the fact, and it was out a couple months ago, and it was a great study that GATA released and showed a party had shown when we went from the London AM fix to the London PM fix, how much gold actually went lower each on a percentage than higher.
Yeah.
Somebody's been using the paper market to sell far more than the physical market. I got a lot of gold I want to sell. I sell it in the physical market. I don't show up at the paper market. So call me a conspiracist, call me a tinfoil hat wearer, whatever you want to call it. But I continue to believe the gold market has been used, as every other market has been shown to be used, to be manipulated, both to the up and downside, but in this particular case to the downside. And this, what I think is a terribly erroneously report, is just another indication of how bad the media allows misinformation about gold to come out. And whether it's MarketWatch or Kitco or whatever the case may be, is by and large, most groups are anti-gold. And that's understandable, as I've explained to you before. Since the financial world makes its living on stocks and bonds, you can't expect it to embrace and support the gold market, because normally when gold rises, it's not because there's bullish reasons for stocks and bonds at the same time.
Well, I would agree with that. You know, in his disclaimer at the end of that article, he says, quote, "I, my hedge fund, and subscribers to the Arora Report are short gold." Well, okay.
Well, you know what? Now that you added that part, I don't think we have to say anything more about his report.
Well, listen, I think that's a very, very interesting point. What do you guys out there think? If there's any credibility to that, I don't know, but it sure doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Hey, stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breasts, $140 on a year's supply of basics. Plus, save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends today. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends today. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. I have Larry Ray on the line with me right now. Larry, as you all know, is the president of one of our sponsor companies, American Manganese. In the interest of full disclosure, I also have to say that I own shares in American Manganese, which I purchased over a year ago. So don't take this as being arm's-length information from me, because when you own the amount of shares that I do in this company, it's pretty hard to be unbiased. Having said that, I also want to say that Big Al doesn't write a check unless he really believes in a deal. Got Larry Ray on the line with me, as I mentioned earlier. Larry is the president of American Manganese. You guys came out with a really, really interesting press release yesterday, Larry, where you were talking about a situation that you're involved in with Cometco. The headline of the press release was American Manganese Inc. commences development of superior lithium-ion battery materials, and you're doing that in conjunction with Cometco. Tell us about it, would you?
Okay, the key word in there, of course, is superior. Cometco has developed a process for us that we are in being patented. And that process is a hydrometallurgical process, and it's slightly different than the conventional processes, which involve grinding and roasting, which introduces contaminants into the powder. Our process is a hydrometallurgical process, and we'll make EMD powder that should have absolutely no contaminants, which would be fantastic for the battery industry, and that they wouldn't have to test their batteries many times before putting them out for market.
Anybody else in the U.S. doing this, Larry?
Nobody else is doing this because they don't have the same type of powder that we'll produce. Everybody else is using the conventional method, or a hydrometallurgical method. And I'd like to say, we did a paper on this at the SME conference in Denver last year. We had peer reviews, and I don't know if your audience is aware what a peer review is, but it's very stringent with the CMS. And that the review goes around the world, and they actually decided to publish our paper in its entirety, and that's the first time ever that they've published a paper in its entirety. What that says is that they could find nothing wrong with our system, our process, which we basically proved out with our pilot plant testing this year.
That's pretty interesting. You know, I've been a real believer in the company since you introduced it to me, 14, 15 months ago, because you have one of the few, if not the only, really serious manganese deposit in the United States. And manganese is a product that is absolutely essential for industry. And right now, the majority of the U.S. demand is being filled with supply from China, if I'm not mistaken. So that's what intrigued me with the company, first of all. And then I met the principal of Cometco, very, very impressive individual, certainly can talk way over my head on technical issues. And it just strikes me that everything is looking good. Now, Larry, in terms of the production dates potentially for American Manganese, and we know that nothing is guaranteed here, where do you stand along that path?
We're a few weeks away from our pre-feasibility study, Al, and that study will give us much more confident numbers on what our cost is going to be and what our CapEx is going to be.
Okay.
And that'll also should get the attention of some of these metal companies and steel companies you've been talking to about strategic partnerships and offtake. And I see that as a real pivotal turning point for the company.
Sure.
Now, we can make, we'll make electrolytic manganese metal, which is going to be the backbone of our pre-feasibility study. But we want to position ourselves for the battery industry. We have a strong feeling that this battery industry could take off overnight, and we want to be in a position to be a supplier to that industry.
Now, let me ask you, why do you think it could take off overnight?
There are technologies that we follow. For example, the University of Illinois has a lithiated manganese battery, a prototype that they can recharge in 2 minutes.
Wow.
If they commercialize that aspect, and there's other advancements coming out, in which, you know, everything just seems to be getting better technically for these batteries.
Right.
If they could actually put a commercial battery out there, they'd have working in the community. When that battery was commercialized, you would suddenly see car sales, electric car sales, go through the roof. And that would put a tremendous demand on EMD, which could not be met today.
That's really interesting. Now, that was going to be my question, is what impact would this have on the sale of electric-powered cars? Because that really is a direction, I think, that the automobile industry needs to go into the future. And you're saying it's going to be potentially very, very beneficial. Now, theoretically, I think you could take out the word potentially. It would be very, very, from a theoretical standpoint, it would be very beneficial for the automobile industry. Am I correct?
Oh, exactly. For example, if the University of Illinois technology proves itself out, you could drive into a charging station. In the same amount of time it takes you to fill your car with gas, you could recharge your battery. And therefore, you're not restricted by that 100-kilometer or 100-mile radius that we now have in electric batteries. That's the big showstopper on the sales.
Yeah. Well, I find that to be interesting, primarily because I just read this past week that Chevrolet was curtailing temporarily the production of the Chevrolet Volt because it just wasn't selling very well. I think the reason that it wasn't selling very well probably is because keeping these things recharged is not necessarily an easy task. But from what you're telling me, Larry, with the process that you guys are working on, maybe it is. Am I right?
Well, no, the process we're working on is to supply a superior powder to that industry. But we're not going to be the ones that are going to come up with the answer to how fast they can be recharged. That is in other people's area of interest or area of expertise, you might say.
But they need your product to do that.
But they need our product. Remember, I said that 4% of the lithium manganese battery is lithium. 61% is EMD,
right.
Electric manganese dioxide.
Sure. What are you guys going to be doing down on the property between now and the end of 2012?
We'll be doing more drilling. We'll certainly be drilling our water wells for supply to the process plant. We'll be doing some drilling for the structural engineers on the open pit. That's pretty much what will happen on the plant until we start on the actual project until we start production. But other work, we'll be doing more power plant testing. And, of course, the final feasibility study. And currently, we've been working for 8 months now on getting the environmental permits put through. Tetra Tech is working on that. So our timeline is to have those permits by the end of this year or early next year. Everything depends on the permit. Everything else can be handled if you get the money. If you have the money, you can handle everything else, and you could be well on our timetable to be in production by mid-2014. That's our potential goal.
Okay, there you have it, an update on American Manganese. Again, do not construe this as being investment advice. It is not. Neither Larry nor I are registered investment advisors. This is just a company that Big Al likes, and he bought stock in over a year ago. Be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Hey, I got to tell you, it's really, really great to have you all with us. Time out, Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. You know, you have to admit, Pete Randich is a very, very interesting guy, and I share his views on precious metals wholeheartedly. At this moment in time, however, we're not really talking directly about precious metals, although anybody with a modicum of intelligence is going to realize that indirectly we're talking about that. On Thursday, according to the Gallup poll, unemployment is back up over 9%, 9.1%. And number two, according to Gallup, the government has said, preliminary reports, I guess, according to the Washington Times, have said that the federal government recorded its worst monthly deficit in history in February, and that's according to a preliminary report that came out last Wednesday from the CBO. This report states that the deficit in fiscal 2012 is already more than $500 billion. Now, Jeff Deist on the line with me right now. Jeff is certainly attuned to economic issues like these. I have to tell you, man, it's not getting any better. And I also have to say, from a practical standpoint, that I don't think anything is going to stop this freight train. What do you think?
Al, the problem is this, is that federal revenue is stuck at about $2.1 trillion per year. And that's where it's been for the last couple of years. So it fluctuates month to month, obviously. But overall, that's where we are. And a lot of the budget proposals that we've been through over the last couple of years project revenue growth, you know, quickly up to $2.5 trillion and then growing from there. And we're just not seeing that. There's nothing on the horizon with the economy that gives us any hope or any reason to believe that tax revenues are suddenly going to spike, right? So since we're stuck at about $2.1 trillion in revenue, it appears. You know, the question becomes, well, how are we going to make up for all the increases in spending? So the only answer is we're going to have bigger deficits, and that's all tied to Treasury debt and how far we can go with this thing, with the dollar, and with essentially papering over federal deficit spending. So it's a challenging time, you know, and that's what Ron Paul's out there talking about. I hate to say it, but I think enough people are not voting for him, and they're still in this mindset that we can somehow have the lesser of evils and we can grow our way out of this, and we can sort of go with the policies of the past 20 or 30 or 50 years, and we can't. You know, we can't keep borrowing money. That's the difference between then and now.
You know, I have to tell you, I think we have some very, very misguided direction, I guess I should say, that our country is going in right now. And I think there are a large number of issues that are really not being met head on. You know, a couple of things come to mind. You know, you look at entitlements. Well, entitlements certainly represent the expense side of the income statement. And the expense side of the income statement definitely has to be cut down. It has to be cut down properly, in my humble opinion, though. You know, there are some things that I don't think you can cut at this moment in time from a practical standpoint. What do you think about that?
Well, it's time to do it now. That's the important thing, is if we sat down now, we could still have a rational conversation about Social Security. Medicare, unfortunately, we might be a little too late. The actuarial tables and sort of the curve that we're on, it might be too late to do anything about Medicare. But Social Security, we could still, quote-unquote, save, in the sense that we could figure out a way to sit down now, today, and pay full promised benefits to folks above a certain age currently.
Right.
Pay a portion of promised benefits to folks between two ages.
Yeah.
And then for younger folks, allow them to opt out altogether.
I want you to elaborate for me a little bit, if you would, on the Medicare situation, though. You say that is not savable. Is that right?
Well, I say it might not be. It's a huge actuarial task to mm-hmm. sort of figure out what our future obligations under Medicare might be, because it depends on how long each individual lives and how many drugs and other treatments each individual needs. But the problem is this, Al, is that the Republicans, okay, not the Democrats, the Republicans passed the Medicare Part D, the prescription drug benefit, back in the early 2000s. That is actually going to spend more money in the future than the original Medicare plan itself. In other words, the drug portion of it is going to prove to be more expensive in the long run than even the actual health care, the medical treatments themselves.
Interesting point.
This was an absolutely disgusting the Medicare Part D prescription drug benefit was a sop to seniors to get them to vote for Bush against Kerry.
Yeah.
And that's what's so absolutely disgusting about it. But nonetheless, a lot of the Republicans went along with it and voted for it. And that's why today, I think, that sort of thing is why the GOP struggles to maintain credibility as the party of less spending or limited government.
What do you think should happen in terms of the medical industry? I mean, it represents 20% of the GDP of the United States. What changes do you think should be made, Jeff?
Well, it's clear the only thing that can save us is to apply market principles to
exactly.
medical care.
Yep.
The only thing that introduces the right incentives for people to economize, for people to bear their own costs. What we need to develop is a market system where people have some sort of go out and purchase on the market some sort of catastrophic coverage for things like, you know, serious car accidents or serious hospitalization, cancer, you know, that sort of thing. But they pay cash for almost all routine services. That's the true nature of insurance. You know, nobody has insurance, as they say, for every time they go put gas in their car or get a simple tune-up.
Yeah.
You have insurance for a wreck. So, you know, we're going to have to really do a hard 180 and change people's perceptions about medical care. It's a service at the end of the day, and like all services, it's best provided by markets. Markets aren't perfect. Human beings aren't perfect, but they're much, much, much better than any kind of central planning. And however you want to call it, you want to call it Medicare, you want to call it Obamacare, you want to have health insurance mandates, you want to have tax credits, however you do, however you want to cut it, if the government's involved, you're getting away from those market mechanisms that instill discipline on folks. And if people really think that we can just sort of force healthcare to exist, that they're just wrong. And they need to look at especially some of the other countries that are doing so miserably with their own government health care.
What I find to be interesting here is that there are those people who would say that in the plan that the current administration has, that is much more of a free market health care system than what we have right now. Would you agree with that?
Well, it's more fascist than anything else. It's more corporatist. I mean, a microcosm of this happened in California. The state of California decided, gee whiz, wouldn't it be great if everyone had auto insurance? And so they simply passed a law that required everyone in California to maintain auto insurance and provide proof of it when they got pulled over. So, of course, the auto insurance companies loved it, and it caused prices to go up. I mean, if you force people to buy a certain, a quasi-private market product, then the provider of that product loves it. But last time I checked, that ain't capitalism.
Yeah.
And it's an absolutely laughable stretch of either the General Welfare Clause or the Commerce Clause in the Constitution to purport that Congress has that authority. It's a joke, and everybody knows it's a joke.
Well, I'm not saying that Congress has that authority. I mean, I'm basically a constitutionalist also, and I wouldn't say that. However, having said that, if something needs to be done, and I agree with you about the free market system, for lack of better terms, that it would be much more effective, wouldn't it make some sense that if people had the opportunity to purchase whatever kind of insurance that they wanted, wouldn't the insurance companies then entice them by giving perhaps better service at lower prices, which is what the free market is all about?
I guess in theory, but we're here with, at least with Obama, the Obamacare model, we're compelling them to buy it in the first place.
Uh-huh.
So when you compel people to buy something, you create a market for it that wasn't there before, perhaps, and history would probably argue, and basic economics would probably argue that the product wouldn't get better when you're forcing demand up artificially. But clearly how to go from where we are today to more of a market-based system is a very, very tough question. Somebody smarter than me is going to have to answer that one.
You know, it's smarter than me also. There's no question about that. It's a very, very complex issue. Listen, you guys, stick around in the next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about this issue with an author who, along with his co-author, have written a very, very interesting book about it. They maintain that under the proposed system of the administration, that it is much more free market in direction than what's going on right now. Stick around, see if you agree or disagree.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland, and I appreciate you joining me. We're going to talk about something that a lot of you folks out there, I think, perhaps have a misconception of, and that it has to do with health care in the United States. A gentleman by the name of David Howell wrote a book called The New Health Age, The Future of Healthcare in America. Very, very interesting book. I spent a fair amount of time last week chatting with David. I spent a fair amount of time last week beginning to read this book. And I have to tell you, keeping an open mind, and on this show, we want to look at all sides of every issue. And you guys know that out there, okay? This is a side of the healthcare situation that I believe some of you may not be aware of. And everything that David brings up, by the way, he can document. And that's an important thing to say. David, now when we talk about Obamacare, you're saying, and I agree with you, that based on historical action, that's really a misconception. This is a movement that was started a long time ago, and both Nixon and Reagan supported it rather strongly, correct?
That is correct. If you use the word Obamacare, you have to use the word Nixon care and Reagan care. The bill that Nixon introduced to Congress and didn't oversee passage because he had to step down because of Watergate was far more radical and far more comprehensive than the one that was passed under Obama.
Okay, and let's talk about Reagan's movement in this direction.
Well, his sense wasn't legislative. It was more the ever-escalating cost of health care. And I'm looking at a quote that we lifted for the book. He said, "It's high time we put health care costs under the knife and cut away the waste and inefficiency. The growth in medical costs is malignant, must be removed for the continued health of the American people." And one of the things we say in our book is that, and I think you and I were talking about this, is that basically the simplest way to think of healthcare reform is that all of the wonderful things that we've come to demand in the 80% of the GDP, America's gross domestic product, that is not healthcare, is just now coming to healthcare. In other words, price competition, open markets, efficiency, new profit streams, and global competitiveness. So one of the reasons this is happening now is because our companies, our corporations cannot be globally competitive because, like so one of my clients, Boeing, has a $2.3 billion line item for healthcare. How can they compete with Airbus? General Electric. It's a $3 billion line item for healthcare. How can they compete with Siemens? So you have to look at it holistically. And as I said to you, the reason my co-author, Jonathan Flea, is probably the foremost healthcare attorney in the United States, and I wrote this book, is that the conversation around healthcare in this country is driven by misinformation, fear, and manipulated by politicians.
There's
no such thing as an intelligent conversation with those three drivers.
Yeah, and you can't have an intelligent conversation when emotions get into it. But give me an example of, you know, two or three or four of the misconceptions, would you?
Sure. The way this, it's not that government is stepping in and taking over healthcare. Government is stepping in and saying, we have to reform the system. So the way to think of that is that, you know, when Dwight Eisenhower said, we need to better integrate this country, so I'm going to introduce a bill to create the interstate highway system. He wasn't saying the government's going to come in and run the highways. He was saying, we're going to create it. And think, look at all the money, the billions, hundreds of billions of dollars have been made by private enterprise around that system. Same thing with FDR and the Tennessee Valley Authority saying it's time for hydroelectricity. Well, utilities, private sector have made money since. That's what's going to happen. Jonathan and I are really clear. We've spent a year and a half working on this, talking to some of the brightest people, people who run all the major corporations in healthcare and service healthcare, and they all realize that it's corporations are going to take it over because corporations can no longer sustain these costs of $12,000 per employee for healthcare.
That's a very, very interesting point. And I have to go back on my own experience with healthcare up until my wife retired and up until I actually went on, you know, got some Medicare benefits. We were spending, for our family, which included myself, my wife, and two kids, we were spending approximately $1,200 to $1,500 a month on health insurance. Now, people would point to me and they would say, no, you weren't. Your employer was paying that. And I would point back to them and I would say, no. The fact of the matter is, by the $1,200 to $1,500 monthly deduction that came out of my wife's salary was money that she would have received had we not had the health care. I personally have been very, very happy with the health care. Even now, when I'm paying my own and soon to be paying my wife's supplemental policy, it doesn't really bother me a bit. Now, many of my friends look at me and they would say, sure, it doesn't bother you because you can afford it, okay? But what about the myriad of people out there who can't? That's where the government has to step in. And they leave me with the impression that, gee, that means the government is going to totally pay for everybody's health care. And that's not the case at all.
That's right. Here's a simple number. And again, the way to try and think about this is very simply, because everyone wants to get you lost in their complexity.
Right.
The average American, the cost of health care in the United States today works out to about $8,000 per individual.
Right.
Corporations are paying $12,000 per individual, which means they are already paying for those that are uninsured and not part of the pool. So it's not like, so why should corporations continue to shoulder that? It doesn't make sense if you run a company. And the other thing is, there isn't anybody listening to my voice that was raised in the United States of America that didn't, by the age of 10, hear the phrase, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Right.
And we live in a pound of cure healthcare system. In other words, when I say healthcare, when I say doctor to you and to your listeners, they think about when they get sick or they are not well or they have to have an operation. They don't think about their doctor as keeping them healthy. In other words, I think in 5 years, the phrase health care is going to go away and health management is going to replace it. We have to better manage our health rather than care for ourselves when we're sick.
You know, we just went to a lecture probably a month or so ago that was given by a representative from Peace Health, which is the big organization in the area that we live in. And that's exactly what he said. He said the emphasis is shifting and must shift to maintenance and improvement as opposed to putting out fires. Let me ask you a question. Now, we all know that medical care does have an expense associated with it. And my comment, or I guess my question to you is, all right, with the government's new plan, who in fact is going to pay for this?
Well, right now everybody's paying for it. And the idea is to lower the cost.
Now, when you say everybody's paying for it, tell me what you mean.
Oh, here's what I mean. 70% of all the health care costs in America are incurred by 10% of the population.
Okay.
So 10% of us are incurring 70% of the cost.
All right.
So if you were to address the lack of health of that 10% and to lower it by 10% or 1%, you would lower total health care costs by 7%. So we have a non-efficient health care delivery system. Let me give you another statistic. A hospital is the most dangerous place an American can go.
Correct.
One out of every 370 people admitted to a hospital, this is the AMA statistics for 2010,
mm-hmm.
die. In other words, 100,000 people die every year in hospitals due to mistakes, which is three times as many people as die on the highways in our country,
mm-hmm.
where there is five times as many people participating.
Right. Interesting.
So we're all paying for a highly inefficient system. It's kind of why the Soviet Union collapsed, right? Mm-hmm. It didn't really collapse because we beat it up. It collapsed because its internal economics could no longer be sustained.
So the average health care cost then to the average American is going to, in effect, go down. Now, what about the argument that people have of saying, we've got this huge deficit right now, we can't take on any more expenses? What about that argument?
Well, the way I address it, again, we've just been stupid with health care. 40%. So there isn't anybody listening to our conversation right now that wouldn't agree with the statement Medicare costs have to come down.
Take a break here. I'm going to get you back in the next segment. This is an interesting conversation.
Sure.
We're going to be right back, you guys. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.